it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
They're in the band.
Don't miss the Emporia Municipal Band, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. in Fremont Park.
The greatest musical sensation of our generation.
KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Strike up the band, live and local. Live and local, this is KVOE News.
KVOE News time, 8:16 news time, and our current temperature is 77 degrees. Hot one today, so brace yourselves. High of 95 with heat index readings 100 to 105, possibly here immediately around Emporia, and possibly 100 to 110 across the eastern half of Kansas today. So lots of water. Sports drinks, a secondary option here for you today and really for the next week, with highs at or above 90 degrees all the way through the middle stages of next week. Slight risk of severe weather tonight, so we'll keep you posted. Tomorrow night's going to be busy for the David Traylor Zoo, and specifically at the remodeled, renovated, and expanded Zoo Education Center. It's Stroll and Show night. Zoo Education Coordinator Kelly Prale joins us here on our 805 newscast this morning.
Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today. How excited are you for Stroll and Show?
I'm really excited. This is going to be one of our first events here at the center, of course, the new education center. So it's a chance to have even more people come in if you haven't had an opportunity to come in. We're inviting everybody to come for activities, crafts, and a movie. It's going to be a fun night.
Well, let's talk about the activities. When do things start, and how will things work out at the education center tomorrow evening?
Well, the event does start at 5:30. It's called a stroll-in show. So we're inviting people to come in and stroll the zoo. Go ahead and take an extra. We're going to have the zoo open from 5:30 to 6:30, where people can actually stroll through the zoo. It's a beautiful time of year to do so. Our horticultural department has beautiful landscapes going on there. So we would like to have you guys come in not only to see the animals, but also the beautiful flowers and plants. Stroll the zoo. There are going to be a couple of things down there, but a majority of our activity will be here at the new education center. We have a couple of crafts. There's a game of duck races, and we're going to have popcorn and a movie later in the evening. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like Finding Nemo. A pretty good choice, I think, given the setting.
Yes, yes. The Stroll and Show is all about, it's kind of based on the World Oceans Day celebration that happened on June 8th. That's just a time for us to kind of think about water and water conservation, what we can do from afar. It's not all about the oceans, the rivers, the lakes, the streams in our area. We are part of the Mississippi watershed, and so that actually takes things down to the ocean. We can affect the ocean from afar. So we just like to try and have that conversation with people, and what a fun way to do it with a Finding Nemo movie.
And Kelly Prale, David Traylor Zoo Education Coordinator, with us on our 8:10 newscast here on a Thursday morning. Well, in the past, Kelly, we've been able to stroll out there, but not show in the Zoo Education Center itself. But that now is available. So how nice is it to be able to kind of bring that in a climate-controlled area?
That's going to be fantastic. The movie used to be, I don't know if y'all remember. Of course, a lot of people probably remember the movie was actually shown out on the backside of the building. They shot a projector up onto the side of the building, which was painted a lighter color. You could get the movie on the outside. We're bringing all of that fun inside. We've got some nice soft carpet for you to sit on. We encourage people to bring blankets and pillows. We are going to have chairs set up for everybody that is in need of that. But we encourage, the kids like to sit down with their blankets and pillows for the movie. So please do bring those in just for comfort's sake.
Okay. For folks, I want to ask about the Zoo Education Center. For folks that haven't been there, at least over the last month or so, what are they going to see that's different and new and built out here over the last year plus?
We have a lot that's different. The Zoo Education Center, of course, had one space aside from the offices. There was office space, and then there was one open classroom that you had a lot of tanks in and things like that. We have more than tripled our size here at the Education Center, and you're going to see some built-in enclosures. Those animals that were once in tanks They are now up in much larger, much more spacious locations where they can spread out and get the exercise they need. We also have enrichment for them here. It's just a much, much better situation for animals and the visitors as well.
It is Strolling and Showing tomorrow night at the David Traylor Zoo. And again, Kelly, this is absolutely free, right?
Yes, absolutely free. Yeah. Come out and enjoy. We do have a couple of things. Just a reminder, we have open house coming up June 23rd. That runs 1 to 3. And zoo camp is this summer. So we're hoping to get, we just have a few more spots to fill, too. So we're hoping to get kiddos who have completed either third or fourth grade to fill those spots.
Well, we'll have to get to you and Lisa on next week to talk about the open house, because that is a big
annual
event.
That's a huge deal. Yep.
Coming up. Well, Kelly, thanks. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Have a great day. Kelly Prale, Zoo Education Coordinator. Stroll and Show tomorrow night, Chuck, starting 5:30.
Yes, sir. And if you want more information about being part of our newsmaker or really morning show interview slate, let us know. It's